Now we can dance, Daniel.
Yeah, tent.
Welcome, everyone, to Conspiracy 101, where you'll find out about the hidden truths and mysteries that surround us all. My co-host, Daniel, he is a mystery.
Yes, I'm a mystery from the universe.
From the universe.
Andromeda Galaxy.
Now, I got a question for you, Daniel. I think we'll start out with a question each time.
Yes, go ahead.
So, do you believe in UFOs?
I do.
Oh,
because I am a UFO.
You? Well, how explain that to me?
Because how would you classify it as a UFO?
So it's an unidentified flying object. Do you fly and you're not identified?
Yeah, I can fly through imagination.
Okay.
Through imagination.
But do you honestly believe in UFOs?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Have you had any experiences yourself?
Well, no.
Okay.
But according to what I heard, yes, we in the Philippines, we don't have those sightings, but mostly in the U.S., right? U.S.,
no,
Canada.
They're all over the world, actually. I'm going to talk about that. Yeah, they're all over the world. Yeah.
Is it an urban legend that everybody talks about? UFO, UFO. But when we are young, we never heard the word UFO.
Really?
Yes. We are like outside the civilization.
When I was a kid, I heard about UFOs all the time. So, yeah. So this is not new to me. This is, you know, they've been around for a long, long time. Actually, they've been around since biblical times, because they have, you know, biblical writing about UFOs.
Yes.
But they usually didn't call them a UFO. They called them like a chariot on fire blazing across the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Ezekiel, it was wheels within wheels, right? That was the description of the UFO in Ezekiel, the Bible, book of the Bible called Ezekiel.
Wheels
within wheels.
Oh, yes.
But no, the interesting thing, so let me give you some background here, and then we'll talk some more about it. So the UFOs, now called UAPs, which is unidentified aerial phenomenon, because, you know, we can't just have one word. We got to have two acronyms for things. You know, so for decades, UFOs were dismissed as hallucinations or weather phenomena, and the conspiracy wasn't just about aliens. It was about the systemic use of ridicule to prevent serious scientific inquiry.
Oh, wow.
Right? So basically, if you saw a UFO, you were a kook. Right?
Yeah, kook, yes.
Now, one of the most famous UFO cases happens just after World War II in 1947 in Roswell, New Mexico. Have you ever heard of that one?
Roswell. Yes, I heard it. Roswell.
Roswell, New Mexico. So now, back then, the interesting thing about the Roswell is the initial military press release, it says RAAF captures flying saucer. That's what went out on the news wire. And there wasn't an Air Force at that point. And so the... you know, it was the Army Air Corps, right? So that's who they were. And then within 24 hours, they printed a retract. Now, this is a military press release, said it was a flying saucer, not, you know, just people in town or something. This was the military said, we got a flying saucer. And within 24 hours, they said, no, it's just a weather balloon. And that was the birth of the cover-up, right? So then... Roswell kind of fueled a lot of conspiracy because of the anomalies that happened during that event. So there was the UFO went down in the country on a ranch. A rancher by the name of Mac Brazel found some weird metal in his field, in his pasture. as he was moving cows around. And that's how they found out that something crashed. And he took some of the metal into town to the sheriff. And he's like, hey, this stuff's all over my ranch. He was mad because he thought it was the military, because the military base was there in Roswell, New Mexico. Now, the interesting thing about the military base was that it was the base where the Enola Gay was kept, which is the plane that dropped the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, was housed in that Army airfield. Mm-hmm. So that's weird, right? So
yeah,
you know, I think that if there's a UFO, it might want to go see where the atom bombs took off from and went and bombed places. But so anyway, he was kind of mad, and then he went to town, talked to the sheriff. Sheriff talked to the authorities, and then they sent out a guy named Jesse Marcel to evaluate the situation. And Jesse Marcel got there. He found the metal that Mac Grazel was talking about, and he's like, yeah, this is weird. And then he takes it back to the Army base, because it wasn't right in town, so it wasn't anywhere close to town. This would be, you know, miles and miles away. And so then he actually stopped by his house and showed his son, Jesse Marcel Jr., the medal as well. It was a kind of a self-healing medal. And then he took it onto the Army base and reported in. And that's when the press release got released, because his boss said, yeah, tell everybody we got a flying saucer. And then a higher authority got wind of it and came in and started covering things up. And that's where the big cover-up all starts. And we may do a more in-depth talk about Roswell. I've actually been to Roswell, New Mexico.
How is it?
It's a cattle town. It's dusty and dirty and smelly.
Uh-huh. Ranch.
But we'll we may talk more about that in a future episode. But the Roswell is really where people are like, that's where the government started covering up UFOs, because it was after World War II. There was a lot of secret things happening. The atomic bomb was secret until they dropped it. And then there was a lot of other things out of World War II that were all secret, because we were in a war and, you know, we had to keep a lot of secrets. And a lot of things were designed during the war, wartime. Mm-hmm. So the next area we're going to talk about is reverse engineering, the theory that modern technologies such as fiber optics, integrated circuits, night vision was actually derived from crashed alien crafts.
Oh, wow.
Where do you think about that?
I think so, because we don't have the technology yet and we need to copy it.
Leaps and bounds. You have to think about, if you think about the technology for pre-World War II and the technology post-World War II,
yes,
it's like night and day, right? So,
interesting.
And then if you think about, I always like to think about things in 20-year periods, right? So if you think about 20 years, how much things have changed. So we're now in 2026. Do you remember 2006? What did our phones look like in 2006?
Bricks.
They were bricks, right? The candy bar phones, the flip phones, you know, and they weren't the smartphones that we have today. And I think what happens is people, that's also 20 years is about a generation, right? So
yes,
that somebody grows up from being a baby to being an adult. Mm-hmm. And so we tend to forget, you know, so the kids who are grown up now, all the phones are smartphones. So they don't even think about, you know, there being different phones, because we've had these smartphones now for over 10 years. You know, or having a landline, have a telephone in your home that's, you know, stuck to the wall. Everybody thinks about that stuff. So, yeah. So that's another thing. Reverse engineering is another conspiracy that UFOs are ingrained with, because we think all this technology that we have, where did it come from, right? It seems so futuristic.
True.
So witnesses and radar data often report the five observables. And this is, if you see something, Think about these things to decide if it's a UFO. Anti-gravity, no visible control surfaces, no wings, no engines, no, you know, form of propulsion.
Yeah.
Sudden instantaneous acceleration, moving from a hover to hypersonic speeds in an instant. So it you know, rose up off the ground and shot off into space. Hypersonic velocities, traveling well above Mach 5 without a sonic boom, right? So if you get up to Mach 1, you're going to break the sound barrier. So it makes a noise. And mm-hmm. have you ever heard anything break the sound barrier?
No.
It is really noisy. I've heard it on more than one occasion because there's a Air Force base outside of St. Louis. And so, every once in a while, you'll hear it almost feels like it's like a shock wave. It's like a big crack. It's like boom.
Okay.
And then everything rumbles. And that's when they break the sound barrier. They're not supposed to do it near population areas, but it happens from time to time. In fact, I remember one time, and this would be back in like 1990. I want to say 96 or 97.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work and I was walking out to go to lunch. And me and a colleague were going to go to lunch and we walked out of the building and this enormous, it sounded like thunder, but it was so loud it shook everything.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a big giant crack. I was like, crack. And I mean, we like both like ducked because we thought something was happening. And now this is a conspiracy because the authorities said that there was something, there's a steel mill a functioning steel mill that's still in St. Louis that makes steel. And they said something happened at the steel mill that made that noise. But the steel mill is nowhere near where I was at. I mean, it was probably a good 30, 40 miles away. And we're pretty sure that it was a sonic boom from a jet or something that wasn't supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was weird.
That's scary.
But, yeah, if you ever hear something that sounds like the worst thunder you've ever heard, that's a sonic boom probably. Low observability is number 4, ability to become invisible to radar or the naked eye. And then 5 is transmedium travel, seeing objects move from space to the atmosphere to the ocean and back. So if it can go, because we don't have anything that can go from in the water all the way to space. We have stuff that can go in the water. We have stuff that can go into space. We have stuff that can fly in the air. We don't have something that does all 3.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Come on.
What do you? So if you see anything like that, then you know you're looking at something that's UAP or UFO.
I like the invisible thing.
The cloaking, yeah, cloaking.
Cloaking. I want to copy that one. Invisible man!
So in 2017... we're entered the age of disclosure because the New York Times had an article about the ATIP program, which was studying UFOs for the government. And then they had the Tic Tac video, the Go Fast video, the Gimbal video. All those things came out on the news from the Navy. And so what we've entered now, they're calling the age of disclosure. And then recently, within the last couple of years, you've had people who have gone in front of Congress to whistleblow, including David Grush, David Fravor, talking about seeing UFOs and talking about UFOs, that the U.S. possesses intact and partially intact non-human craft. And there's been a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program without any congressional oversight. There also are biologics, which mean non-human remains, as well as non-humans, and so forth. So then there's also the counter-conspiracy, which is psychological warfare. The idea the government wants us to believe in UFOs to hide the new technology that they're making. They don't want us to know about the new technology. They want us to believe that it's something that's from an alien. Where do you land on that? Where do you land on that?
Why they hide?
Because it's like a new weapon or
something else.
You know, something else that they don't want us to know about. So they make it mysterious, right? So they're like, oh, well, it's a UFO. It comes from someplace else. But then they don't want that either. That's what makes it a conspiracy, is because there's nothing that's in fact. Everything's in flux, right? So unless you yourself have witnessed something, right, no one's ever going to say that this is real or not real. The government's not going to say it's real, you know. And so then it's always in a state of flux. So, you know, it's kind of scary. It's kind of the gaslighting everybody is what people think, right? So something is true. And you would think if they're spending money to study UFOs and so forth, that they would have some type of answer. Otherwise, why are you spending the money on it?
That's my money.
Or maybe they're spending the money on it in order to trick you to think that it's something. So, so apparently they think there's enough of a threat to make for the United States to make the Space Force, right? So Space Forces came into existence a couple of years ago. Now, historically speaking, we just talked about Roswell, and there wasn't even an Air Force during that time period. It was called the Army Air Corps. So they had airplanes and were using them way before there was an Air Force. So do you think that that means that there was people, like military people in space before there's a Space Force?
So probably one of the Air Force is an alien.
Could be. Now that actually that brings up something. There's a guy in England, his name is Gary McKittrick. And he was able to, in the early 2000s, I think it was, hack into military computers, and he found a list of non-terrestrial officers.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, they have been fighting since then. He got caught, and the United States has been fighting to extradite him from Britain, but Britain will not let them remove him from the country.
Oh, wow.
If he leaves Great Britain, he will get arrested by the United States.
Because of that.
Because of that. Because he hacked the computers. So that sounds pretty serious.
Serious. So even probably today, there's an alien giving us disinformation. That's just what you can do. Build something like this because we have this in our planet. Build this internet.
Maybe. I don't know.
Build this internet.
The idea is that the government is using the phenomenon to keep the public in a state of confusion or to test psychological responses to the unknown.
To the unknown.
So conspiracies flourish where there is lack of data. As long as censored data is classified, and the public will fill in the gaps with speculation. That's what we're doing, speculating. The core of the speech, the human right to know. The core of the speech, the argument, if it's non-human intelligence is visiting Earth, information belongs to humanity, not a select few people at the Pentagon. Everybody should know about it, don't you think?
Definitely, yes.
We're moving from the question, are they here, to what are they? And finally, why aren't you telling us?
Because they want to be secret.
They're
to be
secret.
Public.
So I've got a story for you, Dan.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is one of the reasons I picked this one to be first. I have seen a UFO.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Okay. So.
So I saw it. It was May of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
I was swinging my children on the swing set in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was really little, and he liked to see the planes, and so I was pointing planes out that would be going overhead, because you know we live near a metropolitan area, and mm-hmm. so there's always planes, and so I was looking up as I was swinging him and his sister, and I would say, "Hey, look, there's a jet, you know, 747." And I looked up, and there was a sphere. It was a round metal craft.
Mm-hmm.
I was guessing it was flying at about the height of the jets, right? So probably 10,000 feet. And it was about the size, if you look at the front of an airplane, like a big commercial, you know, one you would, you know, 747, 767, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It about four times as large as the front of that, but it was a ball. It was a sphere. And I watched it go across over us and went from where I caught it out of the corner of my eye and went all the way across until it was gone on the horizon in probably about, it was less than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't see it right away. And then it went zipping past. It didn't seem to be going really, really fast. And then it was gone out of my vision, you know, way away, way far away where I couldn't see it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. And this is back mm-hmm. in, like I said, remember how 20 years ago, what your phones yes. were like.
Yes.
And I did have like a candy bar phone. And so even if my friend Miles, he's like, why didn't you take a picture? I'm like, well, it was so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even think to take a picture. I was just watching it. And even mm-hmm. if I would have took a picture with my phone, the camera was so terrible, it wouldn't have come out anyway. You know what I mean? It would look like a bird or something. It looked like a piece of dust or something. I don't know.
Not like before. Not like now.
So right, like, not like now, exactly. Yeah, like so now. I saw it, and it was broad daylight. It wasn't at night. It wasn't mm-hmm. lit up. It didn't make any noise, but you couldn't hear it. It was so high up in the sky. If it made noise, I wouldn't have heard it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so then after it happened, I was really confused, and I'm like, I wonder if anybody else saw it. So I got on, this is the early internet, right? So 2006, it's not, you know, like well, the internet today.
Yeah, booming.
And I looked it up and I found a site at the time, I don't think it's there anymore, called UFO Maps. And somebody in a neighboring town saw the same thing and put it on there.
Okay.
So I had corroboration from somebody else who saw the same thing on the same day, approximately the same time.
So, Mr. Bob, I therefore conclude that you have a DNA of an alien. Because they said you can see only the UFO if you have the DNA. You can see. Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory. True. Exactly. Yeah. No, true nothing talked to me or anything. But yeah, have you ever seen a ball in the air? Ball. Flying metal sphere.
A ball of gases.
No, no. Metal. No,
a metal. I've seen a metal.
Like a flying machine. Yeah.
Not like yet,
if you could imagine, if instead of getting onto a jet plane, which is a long tube, you mm-hmm. just got into a ball and it just took off and flew.
Mm-hmm. That's why I told you You are one of the chosen ones to see those because you have a DNA. You are connected.
I don't think so, but okay. I'll take your word for it, Daniel.
Yes. You have the DNA of your generation to generation. Like our generation is like billions of years ago, right? And then the DNA is passed through you. So you can see only our spaceship if you have the DNA and you are the chosen one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know, ordinary people cannot see that. Probably that the other guy also have a DNA like you. Conspiracy theory.
I have a brother. Maybe I'll ask him if he's ever seen one. I don't think so.
Probably you are not all your brothers, right? Okay, specifical DNA that passed through your generation. And you, the lucky one who got it. So that's why you can see.
I'm the lucky one. Okay.
You're the lucky one. So that's why you see all those things UFO, because you are part of it. Because if you're not part of it, you cannot see it.
Maybe.
Yes. Let's do that conclusion.
I think that's a conspiracy, if you ask me.
Yes, conspiracy theory, people. 101, Mr. Bob is an alien. DNA, part of you, is like small part of you is UFO. It passed through your generation
to
generation.
I'm an alien, huh?
Yes. For sure, one of your kids also have that DNA.
Oh, no, so say that.
Yes, they can see also that unidentifying flying object. Everybody said, I saw this unidentifying flying object, but I didn't see it because they are not part of the clan.
I don't know, Daniel. That's a good one. Isn't that weird, though?
It's not weird because you're helping us to build something else. You are not far. Make our Mother Earth more thriving. Without your knowledge, we don't have internet. Without your knowledge, we don't have a cable or whatever. Right?
Right, that's true.
We're still primitive without alien.
That's true. Well, I don't know. But it was a weird experience, and I'll always remember it because it was so confusing, you know. It was like so weird to have that happen because you stand there and you know you're kind of like with your mouth open, thinking, well, what happened, right?
Yes. You're part of it. You're part of that object. Right?
I don't think so, Dan.
That's why you have a conspiracy theory, Mr. Bobby said yes. people, we are doing 4 podcasts now. So every time, I don't know what we are talking about. So I will just write on to Mr. Bob what will be our topic today. So
that's right. No, yeah. Well, I like to surprise you, Daniel. That's my... That's what I like to do. I wanted you to be surprised. Each time we talk, you should be surprised.
Yes, that's what I like it. Because the rest of my podcast, I know what I'm doing. So those podcasts with Mr. Bob, I like to do it every week because surprise is good.
It's always surprising, isn't it?
And Mr. Bob is surprised because we conclude that he's an UFO, alien.
Now he's got me in the UFO.
Yes, true.
Well,
think about it. We have a billion of people on Earth. But what, 10% or 5% see UFO? Because they part of that UFO.
I don't think so.
Mr. Bob, you have an alien DNA, so thank you for your contributions. Probably you were creating something else, a colony.
A colony, yes.
A colony.
I wish, the weird thing is, with UFOs and UIPs and so forth now, it's like, I think at this point we have enough people who have witnessed things and people who have captured things that it's true. And the government should just step aside and say, yeah, you know, it's true, but we don't really know all about it. I think that's what the problem is. I think the problem is that the government isn't totally positive. And so therefore, you know how they don't like to be wrong. And so at least the United States government is, you know, doesn't want to say anything because they may be wrong. And so until they know exactly what it is, they probably won't talk about it. Although, to be honest with you, there's I'm trying to remember his name. There's a Canadian, he was I can't remember his, he was like in the cabinet or something. He was one of the cabinet members of Canada, and he talks about UFOs all the time.
Okay.
Probably I'm looking up his name real quick. Paul Hellyer.
Paul Hellyer. Okay.
His name is Paul Hellyer. He was he's an engineer, a businessman. He was he died in 2021. He's a longtime member of Parliament and served in the cabinets of the Prime Ministers Lester Pearson and Pierre Trudeau. He was the longest serving member of the Privy Council at the time of his death. He was the defense minister, and he oversaw Canada's adoption of nuclear weapons and organized the unification of the armed forces. Hellyer contested the leadership of both the Liberal and Progressive Conservative parties and led two small federal parties of his own creation. He was a notable critic of free trade and advocate of monetary reform. He also gained notoriety internationally, claiming that Western governments possessed and have been suppressing evidence of UFOs and extraterrestrial life. Paul Hellyer. He's gone now, but he was a proponent that UFOs are real and extraterrestrials are living among us.
Living among us, people, giving us guidance in everything we do. So thank you. We are thriving because of them. Definitely, yes.
Maybe Daniel's an alien.
Two, yes.
Wait a minute. Now I know what he's doing. He's trying to do the old switcheroo. He's like, Bob's an alien. Yeah. Oh, wait, he's hiding the fact that he's an alien.
Vice versa.
I get it now, Daniel.
Psychology mindset. If I'm alien and you are alien together, but we have different class of alien.
Right, we're different ones. Yeah, yes. I'm a cat alien, and you are Canadian alien.
Canadian alien.
You're Canuck. Canucklian.
Canuck alien.
Canucklian.
Probably it's the aliens among us is different class too, right?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they are. Yeah,
they have different.
Well, we don't know that they're not. If they can, you know, make a ball, a steel ball fly, I'm sure they can make a device that makes us see them as regular humans and not aliens.
They're thinking Elon Musk is an alien. I think that.
I don't think so. I think he's just weird.
He's just weird.
Yeah.
Probably have a DNA of an alien, don't you think?
If he was an alien, then the funny thing is, I don't think aliens would have anything to do with what our regular lives. I think they'd be too absorbed with doing experiments or stuff like that.
You know? Doing something else.
Yeah, doing something else.
How about those alien? We have a better technology than them.
I don't think that's the case.
If that's the case, right?
Yeah.
If we have a better technology, why they are here, right? So why did not, what's the technology that bring them? So I mean to say they are more wider, right? Because like us, we cannot even go beyond our solar system. But for them, they went out their solar system if they have.
Yeah. No, well, definitely. And yeah, I think, well, the other thing is it could be interdimensional. So they could just be in another dimension and they just step across the dimension. and
frequency,
they're here.
You mean?
Yeah, exactly. It could be we're all in the same space. It's just we're on different wavelengths, and so then they can move between them. So it's easier, right? They don't have to fly mm-hmm. millions of miles. They just go boop, and they're here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting too. We need to discover that frequency.
We're just scratching the surface here on Conspiracy 101.
Crossberry 101. Our first episode, people. And Mr. Bob, would you like to plug in something?
Sure. You can catch me here on the 101s, or you can catch me at staticradio.com, at Static Radio on all the socials. And, you know, keep your eye, keep a watch out, and keep your eye to the sky.
Yes, people, listen to us. We have a four podcast with Mr. Bob. We have what? Comedy 101, Movie 101, Conspiracy 101, and of course, what else? The other one?
Trivia.
Comedy 101. Oh, Trivia 101, people. Please do listen. Wherever you listen, your podcast. But Conspiracy is not yet published and soon to be published. Yes, you can watch us live every Sunday. So, Mr. Bob, thank you so much for your time.
See you later, alien.
We are alien people. Beware. Oh, we give you what? Knowledge and wisdom. So please do listen. Conspiracy Theory. Tune in next week. We give you more.